Many of these people, we know their names. We know people like Mary Boyle, who went missing in the same year that I was born from my own neighbourhood. People such as Mary Boyle are still subject to much public interest, but there are many, many others that are missing, and few beyond their closest friends and families might know of them. The bill allows for the appointment of an interim manager of property of a missing person. This is an essential measure that would allow the family of a missing person to not be stuck in a legal limbo and to deal with issues like a mortgage or a bank account that may have been in that person's name. Another element of the bill is to bring the state into line with what is happening in other jurisdictions, for example in the north or in Scotland, and it allows for an application to be made to a register of presumed deaths, a new register that would be established. An application would be made to the courts, and presumed death would only be registered if it met strict criteria laid out in the bill. The bill lays out a procedure for dealing with people who go missing outside of the state, and for people from outside of the state who are go missing in the state. It also clarifies what should happen if a person who has been presumed dead returns, including its impact on the status of marriages previously ended because of the presumption of death. I ask in Corlea, this bill comes out of a hope that when the worst has been presumed, that family members of the missing person do not have to suffer further difficulties than necessary. I believe it is a rigorous piece of legislation and fulfills an important gap in legislation that benefits nobody and adds only to the tragedy of missing persons.